need to be successful. Mr. Jim Rohn made a powerful, insightful statement. He said that success, and I want you to get this. Maybe you want to write this down and think about this a little more. He says, success is not something you pursue. Success is something you attract by the person that you become. You become the right person, you'll attract success. Amen? So the question is, what kind of person would I have to be to have a successful life? Can we go deeper? What kind of person would I have to be? And I've heard Brother Sperling talk about it. What kind of person would I have to be to earn $100,000 a year? What kind of person would I have to be to bring $100,000 worth of value to the marketplace? What kind of person would I have to be that somebody would pay me that sum of money? What kind of person would I have to be to build a Fortune 500 company? What kind of person would I have to be to build and to organize and to administrate that kind of company? What kind of person would I have to be? What kind of person would I have to be to win friends and influence people? What kind of person would I have to be to attract people to me? What kind of person would I have to be to run folks off? Amen. What kind of person would I have to be? You know, a lot of people want success. And they want massive success. So what do? They seek out mentors. They buy the books. They read the books. They buy the CDs. They listen to the CDs. They buy the DVDs. They look at the DVDs. Because they want to be successful. Did you know that in what's called the self-development genre or industry, $9.5 billion was spent on people striving to become the kind of person that can be successful. Amen. And did you know the biggest area where people are spending billions of dollars is the coaching arena? Now, people are doing all of this in trying to become, hello, yes, sir, the kind of person that can achieve success. We might say when we're young and full of dreams and full of ambition, we might say, when I grow up, I want to be a doctor. But I raise the question, what kind of person you got to be? Because if you're a person don't want to study, hello lights. If you're a person don't have the patience to go through the grueling process of academic gymnastics, then I'm saying to you, you can't be. Amen? You might say, well, I want to play ball like Michael Jordan. Well, what kind of person would you have to be to play ball like a Michael Jordan or a LeBron James or a Steph Curry? Y'all look at how he dropped them three, dropping it like it's hot, y'all. Is it all right? But we don't realize the price he paid to play basketball on that level. So I raised the question, what kind of person would I have to be to make X amount of dollars? What kind of person would I have to be successful? Now let me give you something I think will bless you. Let me give you three things that here are three ways we become. Here's what experts tell us. Number one, we become by verbal programming. We become by verbal programming, that is what you hear. What you hear affects what you become. Number two, we become by modeling what we see. What we see. And number three, we become by specific incidents, what we experience, what we go through. But did y'all get those three things? We become, you take these beautiful kids in this audience, what they're going to become depends on three things: what they hear, what they see, what they experience. Now, the Bible supports this viewpoint because watch this. The Bible says faith comes by hearing. See, your faith depends on what you hear. Praise God. The Bible also recognizes the importance of modeling because it says Jesus Christ has left us an example. We need models. We don't need young men who want to grow up and be hustlers and pimps. Are y'all all right? We need some different role models. The Bible tells leaders to be an example of the believers. Then we become by specific incidents, what you go through. Sometimes what you go through makes you better or makes you bitter. Sometimes what you go through makes you worse. Everybody goes through something. Who hadn't been through something? Praise God. And all I go through, how many can say out of all the things I've been through, I still have joy? Can you say amen to that? And we become by what we hear. We become by what we see. We become by what we experience. What kind of person would I have to be successful? And did you know the book of Proverbs talks about the different kinds of people in the world? Let me just give you a brief sampling of the kind of people the book of Proverbs talks about. It talks about the student who fears God and who's willing to be taught. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise what? Then the Bible talks about the fool. There are some people in the world that's classified as fools. They don't fear God, and they hate for teaching. They hate wisdom and instruction. Then the Bible talks about the simple. The simple person is the person that is open and believes everything he hears. And we got too many people religiously believe everything. If a preacher said it, that's not good enough for me. Just because the preacher said, you got to keep in mind the preacher's mouth ain't the Bible. Excuse me, is that all right? He's right if he agrees with the word of God. That's the infallible authoritative standard. And then the Bible talks about the slothful. That's the lazy person. That's the person that won't move. That's the person who won't sleep all day, go sleep to 1 o'clock, then go get up and look for a job. Y'all all right? That just ain't gonna work, is it? Then the Bible talks about there are wicked people in this world. Those are people who have sold themselves to do evil. Amen. They have sold themselves. All they want to do is hurt people. They destroy people's lives. They destroy people's reputation. Amen. They destroy people's careers. Because, and I raise the question, how did a person become a wicked person? I'm telling you what he heard. I'm telling you what he saw. I'm telling you what he experienced. Here's the second idea. How many want to go to heaven? What kind of person would I have to be to go to heaven? The authority on heaven is Jesus. Amen. If anybody can tell me what I have to do, what I have to become in order to go to heaven, it's Jesus. Is that right? Because he said, listen, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter, where? Into the kingdom of heaven. But he that, you see, you got to be the kind of person. How many want to go to heaven? You got to be the kind of person that obeys God. Then he told Nicodemus. Nicodemus means, Brother Sprelin, it means victor over the people or innocent blood. Nicodemus was a great man. He was a prince. He was a teacher of theology. He came to Christ by night, Sister Johnson, and he said unto him, he recognized the greatness of Jesus and said, Rabbi, I know you came from God because what you're doing is so very impressive. And Jesus told him the kind of person he had to be to enter. And so to go to heaven, if you want to be the kind of person that goes to heaven, you got to be born again. You got to become a new person. Amen. You got to become a new person. What kind of person would I have to be, Brother Land? I think he's saying about a mansion robe. You got to be a certain kind of person to get that mansion robe and crown. I said to the young lady, don't marry any dude that show up. Hello, lights. And I said to the brothers, don't marry any girl that show up. You got to, man, she looks so good. You got to go deeper than that, brother. She looks so good, man. She's so fine. You got to go deeper than that. Well, she's so cute. Cute don't pay bills. Hello. Is that all right? Well, he's so good looking. That don't pay no bills. You got to go deeper than that. What kind of person would I have to be to go to heaven? I got to seriously think about that. Am I becoming that person? First of all, I got to be a person that will be born again, that is, obey the gospel. Born again by not of corruptible seed, by incorruptible, by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and all the glory of man is a flower. Grass is grass, withereth the flower thereof, falleth away. Word of our Lord endureth forever, and this is the word which by the gospel is preached unto you. I had to run through that. So I've got to be born again to go to heaven. I've got to be the kind of person, listen, that will work out my salvation, not neglect it. Amen. Work out your own salvation with what? Fear? How many want to go to heaven? You got to be serious about going to heaven. Yes, you said you wanted a job and you show up sometime, you're proving you don't want it, right? No. Y'all won't talk back to me. Come on, help me, Holy Spirit. Is that all right? I've got to be the kind of person that will work out my... What kind of person would I have to be to make $100,000 a year? Brother Sprelin said some of his students at Miles would say to him, I want to make $100,000 a year. He would ask them, what you going to bring to the market so valuable somebody going to pay you that level of money? You say you want to go to heaven? What kind of person are you becoming? So when you stand before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, he'll say to you, well done, thy good and thy faithful servant. What kind of person? We got to go deeper than just going to church. What kind of person would I have to be to go to heaven? Working out my own salvation. I got to overcome some stuff to go to heaven. The devil going to put stuff in your way, Angie. That's what he does. So here, watch this. The Bible said, be not overcome with evil, but what? With what? How many got evil in your life? Oh, y'all don't want to talk to me, huh? Every one of us got evil in our lives. All of us. Not y'all have sin. All have sinned. All of us have to deal with evil. The devil called me this week. He got my number. And so, watch this. To overcome, and the only way, listen, the only way anybody can get evil out of their lives, you got to replace it with something that's good. That's the only way. That's the only way. The only way I can overcome selfishness and self-centeredness, I got to be about helping other people. I got to make it my business to make somebody's life better. That's the only way. The only way I can overcome worldliness, where I'm more concerned about a game than I am about the Christ. I like games too. I love them. But ain't no game more important than Jesus Christ. Is that all right? The only way I can overcome worldliness is to allow the Holy Spirit to live within me and to produce in my life the fruits of the Spirit. What kind of person? You got to be a person that cares about people. You can't go to heaven not caring about people. You can't go to heaven hating on people. Because the Lord said, I was hungry and you fed me. I was naked. You clothed me. I was sick. You came to me. I was in prison. I was a stranger and you. What kind of person would I have to be successful? What kind of person would I have to be to go to heaven? To hear the Lord say. And Jesus Christ is the authority on heaven. Amen. He paid my sin debt in full. I want to thank you, Lord. Thank you. He was wounded for my transgressions. Yes, sir. He was bruised for my iniquities. Yes, he was. The chastisement of our peace is upon him. And by his stripes, great God Almighty, I'm healed. He've already paid the price. Amen. And he teaches me the kind of person. He said, the unrighteous, you can't go to heaven if you ain't concerned about being right. And getting right. And staying right. That's can't tell people as long as you come to church. No, you got to become a certain kind of person. But I want to tell you this. I got some good news for you. Christ's going to help you. He'll teach you and he'll give you the strength. Because I can do what? All things through what? Christ that. Let me tell you this last one. I don't want to keep you too long. Here's the last one. What kind of person would I have to be to go to hell? What kind of person, and let me just say this. I don't know who took hell out the Bible. But did you know hell is in the Bible? I don't know who took hell out of religion. How much preaching you hear on hell? And that's the problem. We done took all the hell out. We got to get some hell back in this preaching, Ron. And Jesus Christ is the authority on hell. Now, I know we're living in an age you got to be politically correct. You got to be culturally sensitive. And people say that it ain't nice to talk about hell. We ain't talking about being nice. We're talking about saving people's souls.
Amen. Make it plain, preacher.
The devil will nice us to death.
Amen.
Is that all right? And Jesus Christ talked more about hell than anybody in the Bible.
Amen.
Did you know that? He said, whatever you do, do whatever is necessary not to go to this God-forsaken place. If your right hand offend you, what did he say do? If your right foot offend you, what you got to do? If your right eye offends you, what you got to do? You got to pluck it out. Whatever you hanging out with somebody, you know going to cause you your soul. Well, but I'm just in love. You is? That's too much love. Is that all right? Anything that threatens my salvation, I got to cut it loose. Amen. And one time in counseling, there was a person who had a real struggle. And sometime you got to do surgery right away. And just let this person know, look, you got to decide what you want. Somebody put it this way, you can't have your excuses and your success too. You can't have your excuses and your salvation. Amen. What kind of person? I had Brother Marcus West to read so beautifully. From Luke's gospel. Jesus told two stories. And get this. Two rich men. Were the kind of person that would go to hell. Do you know people with money going to hell? And let me just be an equal opportunity preacher. And folk without money going to. He said, there was a man whose fields brought forth abundance. He had so much stuff. Sister Munier, he didn't have a place to put it. He talked about what I'm going to do. This is a new year, right? All right, preacher. What you going to be doing by July this year? All right. You really don't know, do you? Amen. You have some plans, right? But God's got to sign off on those plans. Is that correct? And the Bible says that he died. And he wasn't rich toward God. That's a person who will go to hell is a person who's not rich toward God. Amen. Then he talked about another man. Look at the extreme. One man very rich, one man very poor. I talked about this morning, when you're poor, you can't buy the kind of food you need. You can't get health care. And sometimes when you don't have, it compromises your health. Yes, sir. Everything suffers. So poverty ain't a good thing, y'all. Poverty is a type of evil. Deprivation is a type of evil. Here's a man out here lying at his gate, Sister Scott, and he's a beggar. He's sick. This man is eating, gorging himself on delectable food. There's a man outside his gate begging for crumbs. And Jesus Christ said, this man is the kind of man. He was becoming the kind of man that would go to hell. Because the Bible said that both of them died. Rich man died and went to paradise. Rich man died and lifted up his eyes in hell. I raised the question, what kind of person do I have to be to end up in that place? Now that's something to think about. He said, I got five brothers. They still on earth. Somebody need to go and warn them. Y'all, I know this ain't pleasant, but it's Bible. And I got to preach the whole counsel of God. He said, let somebody go warn them. It may be somebody this morning sitting in this altar on your way to hell. Lord. I could be on my way.
Amen. Talk to me, preacher.
And Lord, no, I need to check myself. before I wreck mine. I asked my, in my prayer, I said, Lord, am I becoming the person? And Lord, how many say, Lord, forgive me of my sin.
Amen.
And Lord, help me to be the kind of person you would have me to be. Is that right? He said, I got five brothers. And somebody needs to go and testify to them lest they come into this awful place. I'm here. My brothers may be on the way. So what kind of person do I have to be to end up in that place? What kind of person do I have to be to make $1 million a year? What kind of person do I have to be to go to heaven? Let me leave you with this. The kind of person who won't obey the gospel is a person that can't be saved. Because listen, I want to make this as plain as I can. My only hope of escaping hell is the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can I say it again?
Say it again, preacher.
The only way I don't end up in hell is obey the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother West read, he said, if somebody came from the dead, I mean, I asked the question, what is it going to take to get you where you need to be?
Come on, get me out.
Something to think about, ain't it? He said, well, if somebody came from the dead, they would repent. He said, no, they got Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. The kind of person who doesn't fear God, doesn't keep his commandments, is the kind of person that will go to hell. The person who doesn't care about getting right and staying right is the kind of person that will go to hell. I might fool people, but I can't fool God. And how many want to go to heaven? Well, I've got to be the kind of person that can be saved. And then the devil is doing his thing, y'all. He is ruining people's lives. He's blinding people's minds. He's destroying fortunes. He's blowing up destinies. And the devil will help us to go to hell. The devil will help you. Because the devil is doomed. And he's trying to carry as many folks with him as he can. You ever known people who are miserable and want you to be miserable? You ever known some folks like that? They miserable and they won't. There you go, bro. They want company. Amen. And your happiness injures them.
Yes,
what you so happy about?
Yeah.
What you so happy about?
What they say, preacher.
That all right? The devil will blow up my destiny. So let's think deeper as we conclude. Let's think deeper about what kind of person would I have to be to be successful. And many of you have outstanding careers. You paid the price, didn't you?
Amen.
Is that right? You know, Bush Hill is a highly educated church. Am I right? Am I right?
Amen.
We got some thinkers in here. And then you have to become a certain kind of person. Amen. Sister Scott ain't always been this pretty. Amen. Look at my man Jimmy there.
All right, now.
Jimmy said, man, I'm trying to keep it in the road.
Yeah.
How many can say this morning, one for the grace of God?
Yeah.
Where would I be?
Amen.
I can say this morning, Brother Harris, I ain't where I need to be, but thank God. How many said, thank God,
I ain't what I
ain't what I I ain't what I used to be. And so let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Ron, help me, Lord, to be the kind of person that you can say well done to. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be what? Acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. And Lord, help me to be the kind of person that I need to be. Am I becoming the kind of person that I like? Am I becoming the kind of person that I need to be? Am I becoming the kind of person that I want to be? Lord, help me to be the kind of person that will fight a good fight. Lord, help me to be the kind of person that will keep the faith. Lord, help me to be the kind of person that will finish. I said finish.
Finish
my course. Is that all right? Because the race is not given to the swift. The race is not given to the strong. But the race is given to the person that endures unto the end. Is that all right? So Lord, help me to be. Help me to be the kind of person, amen, that will take care of my spiritual business. Help me to be the kind of person who will not neglect my salvation, but work out my salvation with what? Fear. And that's the kind of person I got to be to go to heaven. I got to work out my own salvation with what? Fear and trembling. Amen. And I want to say to you, whatever the question is, Jesus is the answer. Whatever the problem is, Jesus is the solution. Whatever the bondage is, Jesus is the liberator. Whatever the burden is, Jesus is the deliverer. And whatever the need is, Jesus is the supplier. And say, I can. Come on, say, I can become the kind of person that I need to be to go to heaven through Jesus Christ. Stand on your feet, beloved. That's the message. I hope this has blessed you. I hope this has challenged us to think a little deeper. We got to go deeper, right, church? I got to become a certain kind of person. I got to become a certain kind of person. Amen. Amen. How many can say, I'm getting better? Amen. I'm getting stronger. I'm getting wiser. And I'm going to tell you something. When you become the kind of person that you let God come on in into your heart, then he'll make you into the kind of person. And I want to share this. Brother Walter Hartley made this statement. And this will show you how Christ can change your life. Somebody said about me, I just don't believe he used to be the way folks say he was. Matter could tell you. Amen, Matter. See that? And Brother Hartley said, listen, he said, it ain't him. Is Christ in him? And I'm saying, Jesus said, I'm the potter. You're the clay. And you give me your life, your mind, your heart. I will make you. Because he said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things, Jay, are passed away. This young man, Jeremy Gray, I know something about him. And I'm saying God is doing a beautiful thing with his life. Can you say amen to that? Yeah, I know that. Sometimes you got to get in the trenches with some folks. Amen. Amen. You got to get your hands dirty to turn people's lives around. As Brother Harris said in the Sunday school, if you're going to turn your life around, you're going to have some struggles. But I promise you, as you overcome, you will become. Can you say amen to that? As I overcome, because I plan to go to heaven. Can you say amen to that? And I plan to be the person that can go to heaven. Kill the old man. He's a hard man to kill, but you got to kill him. So I can let that new man. I walk in what? But you can't do it if you don't transform your mind. You can't change your life if you don't deal with this. Amen? And this is the medicine for this. Amen? So you're here this morning. Are you the kind of person, if you've sinned, that will say, I've sinned? Are you that kind of person? Are you the kind of person this morning will say, I'm lost, but I know I need Jesus? Amen. I've been putting it off too long. I was preaching in Memphis, Tennessee, Claudia. I was preaching in my sermon, and I was about halfway through. And the sermon, I'll never forget, it was entitled, Out on a Hill. I got about halfway through it. A man walked down there. I walked down the aisle, walked up to the pulpit, stopped me from preaching, and told me I done waited long enough. We stopped the preaching. We baptized him. And we resumed the preaching. But he said, I've waited long enough. I want to be the kind of person that can go to heaven. Amen. Lord, help me to be that kind of person. That I'm so changing my life. I'm getting more like Jesus, where I can go to heaven. And then you can say this. If you're lost, you got to hear the word, believe it, put in your sins, confess Christ, be baptized. Are you the kind of person, if you know sin is in your life, are you the kind of person that just live in sin, even though you've been baptized into Christ and you live that way? Something to think about, ain't it? Amen. Are you the kind of person who would do what you need to do to make sure you can be successful? Amen. Then you can say, still have joy. Oh, Lord, I
still have joy.
Why, after all,
yes, I still have joy.
Oh, Lord, I
still have joy.
Oh, Lord, I
still have joy.
Whoa, after all,
yeah.